Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So we would love the whole Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial to be in the past, and that was in the past, and everybody move on with their lives. But there have been some developments. So for those of you guys following it, it has kind of been interesting. Amber Heard's team wants them to throw out the trial. As they said, a juror sat on the bench that was not the juror that was supposed to have gotten jury duty. And Johnny Depp was supposed to July 25th be in court to address a lawsuit against a man who accused him of assault on the set of City of Lies. It appears that there may be a settlement, so Johnny Depp does not have to go back to court. This was following the defamation suit against Amber Heard. This suit came from a location manager, Greg Rocky Brooks. Who said that a allegedly drunk Depp punched him twice after he tried to shut down filming for the day. Depp denied it. Proceedings were set to be July 25th in Los Angeles County Superior Court. For now, the start date has been pushed to January 5th, but that's only if Johnny Depp does not agree to the settlement proposed, and it sounds like they might go through that. This happened on the set of City of Lies back in 2017. So basically, Brooks was the location manager, and this movie was supposed to be a compelling crime thriller, and I guess the film's distributor pulled it at the last minute. We're not exactly sure why, but it did happen after Brooks decided to file a lawsuit against Johnny Depp. And it wasn't that the lawsuit was filed right after the Amber Heard. This lawsuit was filed before that. And so Brooks alleged that April 2017, he told Depp filming had to shut down, according to thecut.com. And Depp exploded and said, "Who the blank are you with the F? You have no right to tell me what to do." Brooks claims that Depp's breath reeked of alcohol, that he punched him twice in the ribs before bellowing at him, "I will give you $100,000 to punch me in the face right now." He allegedly continued to scream and berate him in front of a full set of people until Depp's bodyguards physically removed Depp from the scene. When Brooke returned to work a few days later, he said the producer asked him to sign a document promising he wouldn't sue. Brooks declined and claimed he was fired. Then he sued for assault and battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and negligence and damages. He said it has been difficult for him to find work since word of the incident got around. And that's something that frustratingly, you know, plagued a lot of, you know, women with the Me Too movement. If they were assaulted and they said anything, you know, nobody wanted to hire anybody in the 90s or 2000s who had accused somebody at work of assault, even if it really did happen. And so you kind of have this taboo that a lot of people are like, well, then I'm not going to say anything. So Depp's attorney said a different thing happened. In 2018, according to The Wrap, Depp's lawyer, Adam Waldman, said despite false media reports suggesting otherwise, Johnny Depp never touched the person suing him. And over a dozen witnesses present will attest. In a court filing, we have generally declined all claims, and we will fight the latest sham allegations. And so in another filing, Depp's counsel claimed that the actor was provoked and acted in self-defense. The acts complained by the plaintiff were provoked by plaintiff unlawful and wrongful conduct, and that plaintiff willfully, maliciously acted out and conducted his activities in such a manner as to cause defendant Depp to fear for his safety. And according to defendant Depp's observations, defendant Brian Furman, the director, for his safety. So why does this even pertain to us? Why do we care? And I told you this. The reason why I've been watching very closely I find it very frustrating where you have two sides, and these two sides are complete opposite, and you know somebody's lying, and nobody can prove that they're lying. So you have Amber Heard saying that he hit her. You have this gentleman saying that he was hit. You don't know who to believe. You know, many of us thought that Amber Heard was lying. Still are confused about the poo-poo on the bed. But again, you know, what if she wasn't? What if he did hit her? One of those times. And so I wonder if that's what's happening. Her side wants to piggyback off of this other accusation to say, look, you guys said she lied about Johnny Depp being violent. If Johnny Depp was violent, then she never lied, and she doesn't have to pay $10 million. Amber Heard is supposed to pay Johnny Depp $10 million because the countersuit took off a little bit of I think the original was, I forgot what the original was, but anyway. There's basically, I think there was a $10 million defamation judgment, and then 800, I think an extra maybe $250,000 or $350,000, and then Amber Heard won $2 million, so it knocks it down to $8.2 million, something like that. But apparently one of the claims that they have is in this jury, a 77-year-old man was supposed to be there, but instead a 52-year-old man who shares the same last name and address was improperly seated for the trial. Depp's attorneys don't think it would have changed the results. Amber Heard feels that juror 15, you know, there needs to be an investigation. Why were they sitting on the trial? And if there is a screw up in a trial, that can, you know, turn everything into a mistrial. So, you know, for those of us that watched this marriage, be retold, which was very, very rough to see, and we see, you know, what happens in the legal system. As much as I told you, you know, I wanted Johnny Depp to win because I had, you know, thought that, you know, he was the most amazing person ever and how could anybody do this? We do see the, you know, one is there's, you know, obviously issues with alcohol and, you know, issues with both of them with, you know, being, combative. But again, you know, you have two people that are saying completely opposite things. And just like with this gentleman, you know, he hit me. No, I didn't. You know what? It was self-defense. And it just, you know, I still can't believe that people lie. So I just don't know who's lying. And it's fascinating to have to see the courts deal with this. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. Don't go away.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I had brought up I was going to see Thor, and some of you absolutely did not like that idea. You feel Hollywood is woke. Many of these shows need to be boycotted, and you know, it's interesting. I do want to talk about that for a quick second, how so much of what we're seeing is throwing in the politics, and I find that frustrating. It doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on, right? I can't stand it when I'm watching a show, and then I feel like the boxes have to be checked, and they go, okay, in this scene, we're going to check this box, we're going to check this box, then all the boxes are checked, and we're done. It's almost like, you know, when you would watch, let's say, figure skating in the Olympics, they had to have all these elements, and then once they finished the last final element, it's like the end of the program, and you're like, I would have just liked to see them freestyle without having to worry about all the elements and the footwork and the jumps and the, you know. And sadly, these movies have to check the boxes. And so there's been a lot of controversy. You know, Tim Allen wasn't chosen for Buzz Lightyear. The Buzz Lightyear movie didn't do that well. Chris Evans, I think, is a fantastic actor. He played Captain America. He was also in the Fantastic Four series. You know, good actor and all that, but people had said that, you know, Tim Allen is, you know, a known conservative, and so didn't necessarily, you know, seem to, you know, find favor. I don't know if that's really what happened. In fact, Tim Allen thinks the reason why the movie didn't do that well is because you needed the Woody, you know, you know how, like, you have Abbott and Costello or Laurel and Hardy, you got the funny one, and then you got the straight man, things like that. You know, you sometimes need the other person to bounce off of. And Tim Allen said there can't be Buzz without Woody. The story doesn't seem to have any connection to the toy. There was no connection. And so I didn't see the Buzz Lightyear movie. You know, luckily my kids are old enough. They do want to see Thor, but, you know, they're not into that. So I don't know. But, yeah, you do wonder if you know, people already kind of had a bitter taste in the mouth because they thought there was politics. They thought they, you know, somebody got canceled, so they had to put another actor in, and, you know, it wasn't the same. And so, yeah, no doubt. But interestingly, a big story today is how Yellowstone, who is quote-unquote considered to be quote-unquote anti-woke, was not nominated for the Emmys. Apparently, we have the Emmy Award nominations. I don't really care that much about the Emmys, but it is interesting to see, you know, if, you know, why some of these shows made it and why they didn't. I don't think Yellowstone is anti-woke, though. It does. Everybody thinks Yellowstone is this big Republican conservative. I mean, it's not. They have boxes checked as well. They want to make sure that they show they're, you know, inclusive and all that. And, you know, Republicans are inclusive. I mean, they're, you know, but it's not supposed to be about Republican or Democrat. It's about Montana. It's about, you know, horses. It's about Yellowstone. It's about, you know, big business coming in. It's about the environment. It's about, I mean, I look at it not as a Republican conservative show. I just look at it as a show that doesn't have as much politics put into it. And there's not a lot of shows like that out there. But I wouldn't call it a Republican show. I mean, unless I'm missing something. They don't bring up, you know, conservative versus not. They don't, you know, there's a lot of environment. There's a lot, you know, protecting our natural land, you know, rancher issues. You know, they do have, you know, a ranch hand who has pink hair. She does very good. She's a great, she's a great actress, good character on there. It doesn't necessarily to me seem like it's overly conservative, but people are talking about how it was slighted and not included. The prequel, the 1883 movie, I think got cinematography and music, but none of the actors got, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill weren't honored or anything like that. So the ones that did seem to get nominations are Better Call Saul, Euphoria, Ozark, Severance, Squid Game, Stranger Things, Succession, and Yellow Jackets. I've seen a few of them. I've seen Squid Game. Squid Game was wow. That was, you really need to temper it with something like Ted Lasso. But in terms of drama series, I thought Squid Game was fantastic, but it was scary. I thought Ozark was good. Better Call Saul's fantastic. The new season, half season came out. Fantastic opening of the half season. I would suggest to see it. Not a lot of politics. I mean, there's always a little bit of politics in there, but not a lot. Comedy series, Abbott Elementary, Barry, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Hacks, The Marvelous Miss Maisel. I saw the first episode. It was good. I just haven't had time to watch it. Only Murders in the Building, Ted Lasso, and What We Do in the Shadows. I thought Ted Lasso was fantastic. Ted Lasso usually wins, but we'll see what happens. In terms of limited series, Dope Sick, The Dropout, Inventing Anna, Pam and Tommy, and The White Lotus. Haven't seen any of them. Lead actor in a drama series, Jason Bateman for Ozark, Brian Cross for Succession, Lee Seung-jae for Squid Game, Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul, Adam Scott for Severance, and Jeremy Strong for Succession. Lead actress, Jodie Comer for Killing Eve, Laura Linney for Ozark, Melanie Lynskey for Yellowjackets, Sandra Oh for Killing Eve, Reese Witherspoon for the morning show. They didn't choose Jennifer Aniston, but they showed, but they picked Reese Witherspoon, and then Zendaya for Euphoria. For lead actor, Donald Glover for Atlanta, Bill Hader for Barry, Nicholas Hoult for The Great, Steve Martin for Only Murders in the Building, Martin Short for Only Murders in the Building, and Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso. And then for lead actress in a comedy series, Rachel Brosnahan for Marvelous Miss Maisel, Quinta Brunson for Abbott Elementary, Kaylee Cuoco for The Flight Attendant, Ellie Fanning for The Great, Issa Rae for Insecure, Gene Smart for Hacks, and then for lead male, Colin Firth for Staircase, Andrew Garfield, I love Andrew Garfield, Under the Banner of Heaven, Oscar Isaac, Scenes from a Marriage, Michael Keaton for Dope Sick, Himesh Patel, Station 11, and Sebastian Stan, Pam and Tommy. There's so many more other categories, but I was watching The Boys, and The Boys is a very interesting series. My sons told me about it, where and I'm not going to do any spoilers, but basically it's these superheroes who are actually bad and messed up. And it's just a very, very well done twist on superheroes. But the problem I have is they are being over obvious about their hate of one political party versus another. And they even had characters dress up as the ones that were in the January 6th storming of the Capitol. Remember, there was that guy that had like the big horns and all that, and they try to almost make it look like one of the bad guys is like Trump, and it ruins the show. It just ruins the series. It's a fantastic series, and I'm going to continue to watch, but stop it already. You know, there's so many people that won't see some of these shows because they feel that they're going to be sitting there getting, you know, smacked left and right with politics and with, and people don't want that. Remember, they're going to movies, they're going to television to escape. That was my problem with sports, with what happened with the NFL. I love football. Let me watch football because football is the one place where you won't have any politics. You could just watch and you could see some good old-fashioned American football. But no, it took a turn. You know, where most of the conversation was who kneeled today, you know, during the national anthem. And I get every industry feels like they have to have politics involved. That they have to, you know, that they have to look like they take a side. Why do we always have to take a side? Why can't we be who we're supposed to be? You know, doctors. Everybody's like, doctor has to take a side. Doctor has to take a side. You don't want doctors to take a side. Doctors are supposed to not care whether you have a swastika on your chest or whether you have a, you know, I mean, whether you're black, white, Asian, whatever. You know, we as doctors, we're not supposed to care if you smell, if you're woman, male, whatever. We're there to take care of you. And people keep asking for, you know, everybody to take a side. It's a problem. So, you know, do I think Yellowstone, you know, deserves to be, you know, slighted in all of these? No, I think it's fantastic. But, it's fascinating how something like that is doing so well because when, you know, people don't want, you know, it shows that people don't want politics. And they're looking for just a story to take them back. But that's not how the audience is treated. The audience is treated as you guys need to, you know, you need to serve a purpose so that we are doing our job of looking woke. And you guys are the witnesses that we did this is the picture. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and Mexican President Obrador met at the White House Tuesday and discussed topics such as immigration and the global economy. President Biden says that President Obrador is making investments in the future.
We've had a major anti-smuggling operation underway since April, targeting human smugglers who traffic in people, drugs, and weapons.
The COVID subvariant known as BA.5 is prompting growing concerns across parts of the United States. White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha says the United States has the tools to manage the threat and spread of the highly infectious subvariants. He stressed the number one tool is vaccination, including booster shots. Jha also cited improved testing and treatments. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The leader of ISIS in Syria is dead after a U.S. airstrike. It led to the death of Mahar el-Aghal. In addition to being the group's leader in Syria, CENTCOM describes him as one of the top five ISIS leaders. Senator Ted Cruz is calling President Biden a hypocrite when it comes to abortion.
When Roe versus Wade was decided, one Democrat who spoke up against it was a fellow named Joseph Robinette Biden.
The Texas Republican using the Judiciary Committee hearing to blast Biden for supporting abortion now, even though he previously said Roe v. Wade went too far. Cruz also says the president used to be against late-term and partial birth abortions.
2007, Joe Biden. Tim Russert says, you supported that ban on late-term abortions. Biden said, I did, and I do.
That Democratic-led hearing taking a look into what a post-Roe world will look like. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last week I told you how many patients were speaking out about doctors going on TikTok, where they would put on the camera or they would have, you know, somebody videotape them talking to, you know, talking about how they lost somebody. And, you know, and I, you know, as a doctor, I totally understand the coping mechanism that doctors and medical providers might use when they do this and use social media. But many, you know, patients found it kind of cringeworthy going, okay, wait a second, are you just doing it to get clout? Are you doing it to get followers? Are you trying to be the next Dr. Oz? And so, you know, we talked about how there's that controversy where doctors are kind of finding themselves between a rock and a hard place from being these stoic objective, you know, we're just the stereotypical doctors and we're not, you know, the, you know, humans like you guys versus we're very, very human and we're out there and about, you know, we poop like you do. We drink a beer like you do. We yell and scream at a football game like you do. And many patients kind of don't like knowing that their doctors are people. They want to look upon their medical professional as being in this different dimension or this different realm, and that they go to that realm for care and for advice because they can't get it amongst everything else. You know, we tell people, you know, don't be getting medical advice on TikTok, be careful of the internet. You know, so they're like, okay, well then we're going to go off the internet. We're going to leave our TikTok community. We're going to leave our Facebook community and we're going to go into this other realm to see our medical provider, get the advice we need, and then come back. It's like, what was it with The Matrix where Keanu Reeves had to go and see the lady and the lady was making cookies but he had to go outside to see her, get some education, and then leave and go back into The Matrix? What was she, the Oracle? Yeah. Something like that. That's how people look at doctors. Well, I had a patient the other day through telemedicine, because I'm licensed in multiple states, say, my doctor won't see me anymore. And I'm like, what happened? Well, she's pro-life, so she won't see me anymore. And I'm like, why would a doctor refuse care? Did you want an abortion or what was it about? No, I asked her where she stood. She told me she was pro-life and she would never perform an abortion. And I'm like, I can't go to a doctor like that. All right. And I get it. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But, you know, there's not that many medical providers out there. And so I think a lot of people, and that this happened to me in my practice, where patients don't necessarily want to know where you trained, don't want to necessarily know how many lawsuits you've had, don't want to necessarily know how many successful surgeries or office procedures you've performed, but they really want to know where you stand politically. And they feel like they want to go to like-minded thinking individuals. And I've said this multiple times on my show, and I'm going to say this again. The more you box a doctor into a corner or a medical provider into a stance where they have to either try to appease you politically or just tell you, you know, how they feel, it starts to disintegrate the doctor-patient relationship. Yeah, I told you when a patient walked in going, so who are you going to vote for, McCain or Obama? You know, first, I want to say none of your gosh darn business. But two, I went the honesty route. And I go, I'm torn. I don't like John McCain's plan on healthcare. We have a messed up healthcare system. You know, but I'm also not a big fan of what Obama's doing. So I really don't know. I'm not in love with either candidate at this point. And I just don't know if where they're going to go with healthcare is going to work. I left it at that. Patients still saw me for years. But I, you know, if I said one or the other, I don't want to risk losing a patient. Number two is, I don't care that much, you know, to make a full-on statement. I mean, I see good to candidates, good side and bad. I'm not, you know, I'm more of a centrist and moderate in terms of things. But if I think Biden's doing something stupid or if I think Trump's doing something stupid, I'm going to say it. You know, I'm going to say, look, I like this, but I don't like this. You know, I agree with this, but I didn't agree with this. Because that's really how humans think. Now, doctors have been accused of being biased. Doctors have been accused of being racist. Doctors are being accused of being discriminatory. And doctors are now going through a lot of sensitivity training through their work, employers, to stop the bias, stop the discrimination, and reinforce the objectivity. Doctors cannot be expected to be completely immune to anything, you know, somebody feels. Like I said, I had to take care of somebody with a swastika on his chest. I, in my head, thought this guy, you know, obviously is misguided for thinking that he should not only, you know, be a part of the Nazi party, but to tattoo it onto his chest, but I took care of him, saved his life. That's my job as a doctor. And I have to be objective. I could have a fight with my husband. I could be having the worst period cramps, a horrible migraine, but I need to still do my job, still need to save lives, and I did. You put all that aside. You have to be able to put all that aside. And you don't want your doctor or medical provider to be biased. You don't want them to think, oh boy, here's a Karen. You want them to go, okay, this is a patient that I'm going to help, and even if it involves putting my life on the line to help them, I'm going to take care of them. But you don't want to be like, oh, no, there's a room in it, and oh, you know what, it's a person of a different faith. I don't want to enter the room. I don't want to touch him. That person can't be a medical provider. You want them as objective as possible. Now, every medical provider can have a political affiliation. They can have a religion. They can have a spirituality. They can whatever. But patients should not force them to pick a side or poke at them to make them feel like they are on their side. Now, maybe patients are doing that because they think doctors are going to be biased. Maybe patients think, you know, I'm afraid that my wearing a MAGA hat is going to make this doctor want to kill me or hurt me because I've heard that there's doctors online that will retaliate against people who are conservative. Well, there's not a lot of that. There might have been a couple nurses who made some stupid tweets, but any medical provider that retaliates against you for being Republican or Democrat or Independent or Green Party, you know, they'll lose their license. So I get that some people are fearful now that there's medical providers that may, see an American flag on their truck, and they think that medical provider is going to want to hurt them if they don't agree with them politically. No medical provider should be that way. And if at all you suspect that, go to another provider. But do not ask the provider, all right, you know, are you Republican? Are you Democrat? Are you conservative? Are you, you know, the average healthcare provider is very, not only a concrete thinker, but abstract thinker, lateral thinker, and does have to see both sides and be open. That's why a lot of doctors were kind of a little bit on the fence of what do we tell patients when it comes to the crappy stuff they're wearing on their face. You know, we want to protect you, so we want you guys in N95. So we don't want you guys having a false sense of security that the stupid stuff you're wearing on your face that was in your pocket all month is giving you adequate protection. But on the other end, we don't want to be, quote-unquote, anti-mask. You know, we want to support there being a barrier. Like I said, I was for the N95, so that's where I stood. If you could get an N95 respirator, I think that's going to give you the best protection. I just don't think you should force an autistic 2-year-old to have something on their face. Same thing with vaccines. Many of us doctors realize that the vaccines are going to help from an artificial immunity standpoint, but natural immunity cannot be ignored. And so, you know, the average healthcare provider has a very, very open mind. You know, same thing when it comes to abortions and you know, I mean, the average medical provider, when we take care of a pregnant person, we obviously think the fetus is a life because we want to protect the fetus and we want to protect mom. And every decision we make for mom, we always make sure that it won't hurt the fetus. But maybe we differ on when, termination is appropriate versus second trimester, third trimester, et cetera. So like I said, you want your doctor objective. You want them to not care about your creed, your religion, your politics. So don't put them in a corner. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, when part of the country is thinking video games are bad, video games suck up so much of your child's energy and intelligence and all that, we have one study saying that video game players have enhanced brain activity and decision-making skills. This comes from Georgia State University. And they found that frequent players of video games show superior sensorimotor decision-making skills and enhanced activity in key regions of the brain as compared to non-players. This is according to a recent study by Georgia State University. The authors who used functional magnetic resonance imaging in the study said that the findings suggest that video games could be a useful tool for training in perceptual decision-making. Video games are played by the overwhelming majority of our youth more than 3 hours every week, but the beneficial effects on decision-making abilities in the brain are not exactly known. That's according to Dr. Mukesh Damala, Associate Professor of Georgia State's Department of Physics and Astronomy and the University's Neuroscience Institute. Our work provides some answers on that. Video game playing can effectively be used for training. For example, decision-making efficiency training, therapeutic interventions, once the relevant brain networks are identified. So basically what they did is they looked at how, for example, one study found that video game training helped Tim Jordan, lead author of the paper, go from legally blind in one eye to building a strong capacity for visual processing. Eventually, he went from being legally blind in one eye to being able to play lacrosse and paintball, now as a postdoctoral researcher at UCLA. Georgia State Research Project took 47 college-age participants, 28 categorized as regular video game players, 19 as non-players. They were inside a functional MRI machine with a mirror that allowed them to see a cue immediately followed by a display of moving dots. Participants were asked to press a button in their right or left hand to indicate the direction the dots were moving or resist pressing either button if there was no directional movement. Now remember, you know, when you're in a functional MRI, you can't really have a lot of other stuff in there. So it's a difficult test to do, but it's an MRI of the brain which actually looks at, you know, functions, which parts of the brain light up, etc. The study found that video game players were faster and more accurate with their responses. Analysis of the resulting brain scans found that the differences were correlated with enhanced activity in certain parts of the brain. These results indicate that video game playing potentially enhances several of the sub-processes for sensation, perception, and mapping to action to improve decision-making skills. These findings begin to illuminate how video game playing alters the brain in order to improve task performance and their potential implications for increased task-specific activity. The study also notes there was no trade-off between speed and accuracy of response. The video game players were better on both measures. So, you know, video games, these are things that we got into our lives in the 80s. Was it Atari? I think my first one was an Atari. We couldn't afford an Atari, but when I went to a friend's house, I could play it. And it was stupid. We had Pong. Was it Ping or Pong? Where the ball, Pong maybe? Where, you know, and you had to kind of move and catch it. It actually is a good game. I wouldn't even mind playing that now. Because you have to judge geometrically where the little ball is coming to, and then where you hit it could cause an angle of deflection. And so there is a lot of math and geometry in it, just like pool. I love playing pool because the math and the geometry involved in it. You know, where do you hit it such that the angle will put it right into the pocket? So it's a fantastic game, pool. But on a video game, you're able to do things like that. I mean, nowadays, you could do everything. But the video games I liked in the 80s were, you know, Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man. I liked, was it Galaga, the one where you could get two ships where another ship comes to you and then you could go pew, 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 but you have double missiles. I liked that game. Centipede was rough. I didn't like the ball. Centipede had that rolling ball and my hand would hurt. I didn't like that one. I did not like Donkey Kong because I didn't do well on it. I loved the car racing games, where you got into a car seat and you were driving. I loved those. Those video games were fantastic. And then there was pinball. Now pinball was around, you know, for decades before, and I liked pinball. And you know, because you feel like you get I like rewards. You know, I like to be rewarded on things. So, you know, video games, especially for us Gen X's, we grew up on them. Then the millennials grew up on them. The Gen Z's grew up on them. So it's going to be no surprise that science is going to try to find some benefits to it. But it's to steer what this does is it, because we have people that are addicted to gaming. They don't go to work. They sit in their parents' basement for hours on end playing video games. They're gaining weight. They're getting blood clots. It's ridiculous what's happening. But if there are some medical applications, then I think we should use them. I think the FDA has one video game that is FDA approved for those with ADHD to help them focus and practice their focus. So I think the technology is there to help people with a lot of things, to learn. I love these language guides like Duolingo and things like that, which kind of make it kind of fun for you to learn another language. I think those things are fantastic. I learned on Sesame Street and Electric Company because they made it, you know, they made it fun. They taught you how to pronounce terms. I think teaching has to be entertaining. But maybe what we need to do is if we're dealing with video game addiction or people with on video games too much, we approach a video game just like we approach going outside and playing, or we approach eating, or we approach, learning, where there's time limits. No more than an hour, no more of this, no more of that. I think maybe, okay, yes, you can play video games, but we just don't do it for hours. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sun, you have to have a limit on. And this study, interestingly, found that sunlight could trigger a hormone that makes men hungrier. Now, sun provides us vitamin D. It provides us a lot of warmth and I think improves our health considerably. Could put us at risk for skin cancer, sunburns, things like that. But for the most part, a little bit of sun, I think, can go a long way from health. But this study, published in the journal Nature Metabolism and being reported by The Guardian, says that it could cause a man, and this is in men, a man's ghrelin, which is a hormone, to rise, causing more hunger. Excessive exposure, they say exposure could help protect against cardiovascular disease because they think sunlight can lower blood pressure through the release of nitric oxide in the skin, a process that causes blood vessels to relax, and then, of course, vitamin D. But Carmeet Levy, a professor at Tel Aviv University's Department of Human Molecular Genetics and Biochem, and his colleagues looked at 3,000 patients who were enrolled in a national nutritional survey. The researchers found men, but not women, increased their food intake during the summer months. The effect was not huge, but it was almost an extra 300 calories a day. Now, this could cause weight gain. You know, usually women gain weight more in the winter. They found men might gain weight more in the summer. And they think it's because the sunlight triggered the ghrelin hormone, G-H-R-E-L-I-N. And it triggered it in men's blood, but not women's. Experiments in mice similarly found that when males were exposed to UVB rays, they ate more. They were more motivated to search for food, and that's where this stems from. In caveman days, you could get lazy in the sun. And so if you're hungry, you're going to hunt more. So I think this is a mechanism for human instinct and human evolution, where the men who were the hunters back in caveman days, if they were hungry, they'd hunt more. Have you ever gone grocery shopping when you're hungry? You get more food. I even, speed to the grocery store faster than if I'm not. If I'm not hungry, I'm like, if I get there, I get there. When I'm hungry, I'm like, I got to get there and get some food. So it's interesting. Estrogen, they said, blocked the effect that ghrelin has on skin and DNA. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.